You guys on your lunch break, huh? What do you have?
4 brontosaurus burgers, please.
funny. How are you doing over at the exhibit? Busy? Don't you guys get cold in them costumes?
What's this guy talking about?
Hey, Mac. 4 brontosaurus burgers. That'll be 2 rocks.
Okay.
Hey, what is this?
Well, it's 2 rocks. What's wrong with it?
Come on, Mac. A gag's a gag, but I'm awful busy. Put out 2 bucks or I call the cops.
Oh, let's go, gang. This guy is off his rocker.
Hey, come back here. Police!
Here comes the law, Fred.
Well, let's keep moving. Quick, in here.
Watch it, Fred.
Oh, boy, this traffic. I knew we shouldn't have tried coming to the fair on opening day.
Oh, it isn't that bad, Fred. Besides, it's good for the children. It's an educational experience they'll remember the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I don't mind either. It's exciting.
You said it. I can't wait to try some of those rides. I hear they're pretty wild.
I'll bet they're no wilder than Fred's driving.
Hey, Wilma, isn't this fun?
It would be if you'd stop choking me.
This flying hipposaurus is okay, huh, Fred?
Yeah. I just wonder how they get it to stay in the air.
It ain't easy, man. It ain't easy.
Here's something for you, Fred. Test your strength.
Oh, boy, right down my alley. I'll probably knock that bell right off the pole. Watch closely, Rubble. I will show you how it's done. Just as I thought, it's fixed.
Bam, bam!
That's my boy.
Boy, I would have to compete with the strongest boy in the world.
Kittyland, free parking for tired tots.
Good. We'll leave the children here while we tour the exhibits. Over here, boys.
Tired tots? How about poop parents?
Hey, you said it, Bond. Hey, get a load of that babysitter.
A rocktopus.
How clever.
Well, I've always said that's what a mother needs. 6 more arms. How cute.
She sure is busy. Can she take care of our two?
Of course. With our rocktopus, there's always room for more.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Now, don't worry about the kitties. They'll be perfectly happy here. Go and enjoy the fair.
Thank you.
Bye, children.
House of Tomorrow. That's what I want to see. The newest labor-saving appliances.
Me too. Come on, Barney.
Here's where you and I get the works, Bond. The girls are going to see new ways to put a dent in our pocketbooks.
Yeah, those gadgets save them labor and cost us money.
Well, what can we do? You can't keep them from looking.
Isn't that marvelous, an automatic dishwasher?
What I wouldn't give to have one of those.
You already have a dishwasher. Me.
And besides, that machine probably isn't even on the market yet. Just an experimental model.
Yeah. Sounds like it still has some bugs in it.
Oh, look at this.
Hey, what is that?
An automatic blender. Isn't that clever?
Oh, sure. Just something else to go wrong around the house. In a couple of months, that little monkey-saurus will wear out, and then where will you be?
He's not kidding. I'm exhausted.
Ah, we've seen enough of this woman stuff.
Yeah, can't we do something else?
Oh, there's a shooting gallery. Why don't you boys try your skill over there?
Good idea. We'll meet you at the Hall of Science.
Gee, thanks, girl.
Aren't they cute?
As long as you know how to handle them.
Boy, Fred, I haven't used one of these since the old army days.
Yeah, sure brings back memories, doesn't it?
Hey, try both barrels, Fred.
Okie dokie dokie.
Quack, quack. I don't care what this job pays. Next year, I'm flying south.
Here come the boys.
Good. I'm just dying to see this science exhibit.
Well, it can't be any good. There's no line waiting to go in.
Well, let's go anyway. I'm curious. Besides, it sounds cultural.
Uh-oh. Don't fight it, Fred. When they start talking cultural, we're dead ducks.
You're so right, Bun. Some hall of science. There's nothing here.
Yes, there is, Fred. Look over there.
Pardon me, mister.
Ah, customers, customers. Are you customers? Have you come to try my time machine?
Well, we don't know. What is it?
Oh, it's marvelous, absolutely marvelous. You just step inside, and I throw a lever, and things spin, and lights go on and off, and you wind up somewhere in the future. I mean, really in the future.
You don't say. This guy has slipped his gears.
Have you tried it yourself, sir?
Who, me? Oh, don't be silly. I mean, somebody has to stay outside to operate the thing, and that's me. I mean, I'd love to go, but unfortunately it's not possible.
Well, has anybody tried it?
Well, no. No, actually, they haven't. You see, I just finally got it working this morning, so you'll be the lucky ones. How about it? Are you game?
Golly, I don't know.
I don't either.
Going into the future sounds a little scary to me.
Oh, listen, it's all a big fake. He gets you in there, turns off the lights, shows pictures on the wall or something.
Oh, you think that's it?
Of course it is. How can anybody put you in the future? It hasn't happened yet. Let's humor the old bird and have a few laughs, eh? Come on.
Well, okay.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, just for laughs.
Okay, mister, we'll go.
Splendid, splendid. You won't regret it. Step in, step in. When the machine starts, you'll feel funny for a moment, but then it'll clear up, and you'll be in some marvelous place in the future. And how far into the future do you want to go? 100 years? 200?
Why, give us the works. Do your darndest.
Now, let's see. Where shall I send them? Oh, this is so exciting. I know. I'll shut my eyes and spin the dial. Round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Three lemons. Is that good? Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Those people are gone. My time machine works. It really works. Oh, my goodness. I wonder where they went.
Uh-oh. I'm scared. Barney? Barney, where are you?
Oh, I'm over here. I'm kind of scared, too.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's just a trick, an illusion. You watch, in a minute or so, some picture will flash on the wall and...
Oh! Oh, what happened? Where are we, Fred?
Huh? Oh, why, in the machine, of course.
Oh, yeah? Look over there. Look at that stadium.
It's not a real stadium, Barney. It's a picture, a movie, an optical illusion.
Well, it looks pretty real to me.
Well... Somebody should complain to that man out there. This machine is pretty rough.
Hey, sounds like a football game. Let's go over there.
Oh, don't be a bull, Brubble. You can't go over there. It isn't real. It's an optical illusion.
Well, let's take a look anyway. Come on, girls.
Oh, all right. Wait for me.
Say, Wilma, look at the people. Look how they're dressed. All wrapped up in bed sheets and those pots on their heads.
I say, Tiberius, look at those savages. What are they doing here?
I don't know, Brutus. Probably on their way to fight in the arena.
Hey, come on, let's hurry. Sounds like somebody's getting clobbered in there.
There's no game, Bond. How many times must I tell you? This whole thing's an illusion.
Well, let's find out, huh? Go on, girls. Go right on in.
Where do you two think you're going? The gladiator's entrance is back there.
Hey, watch it.
What are you doing?
Hey, cut it out!
Where are the boys? I thought they were right behind us.
Stop for popcorn, I guess. Probably be along in a minute.
Say, this is a strange game. Nothing's going on down there.
Maybe it's halftime.
Wilma, look at that character practicing his violin in a football game.
Yeah. Oh, here come a couple of players. I guess the game's about to start.
I don't understand this at all, Fred. The crowd's up there and we're down here on the field.
I tell you, Barney, it's a movie, an optical illusion.
Those two couldn't be football players. They're in terrible shape.
Oh, it's Barney and Fred.
Betty and Wilma are up there in a stand somewhere. We'd better find them. Betty! Wilma! Where are you?
Here comes Barney. He's saying something. Excuse me, sir, but would you stop fiddling for a minute? I can't hear a word my husband says.
Wow.
Betty! Wilma! Hey, Fred, look at that. A couple of rhinoceroses are loose.
Nonsense, Barney. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, none of this is real. It's an optical illusion.
Well, one of your optical illusions just ripped the seat out of my pants.
Come back here, Barney. You look awful silly running from an optical illusion.
I'd rather run from one than be eaten by one.
Oh, beat it, you furry illusion. Hey, these are real rhinoceroses. Help! Help!
Those poor boys, the rhinoceroses will tear them apart.
Oh, my goodness. One thing I never thought of. How do I get them back? Let's see. What if I pull the lever again?
Hey, Fred. Fred, we're back on that goofy ride again.
And just in time, too. That rhinoceros was about to make an hors d'oeuvre out of me. Wilma, are you here?
Yes, Betty and I are right here.
I'm scared.
Oh, don't be scared. Just keep in mind, it's all a gimmick.
Ouch! Well, where are we now?
On a boat.
Excuse me, please. I'm Captain Christopher Columbus. Who are you?
We're the Flintstones.
And we're the Rebels.
You have tickets to ride in this boat?
Tickets? No, we didn't even see the ticket booth.
We paid to get into the fair. I don't know how we got on this boat ride.
Stowaways, eh? Well, you know what we do with stowaways.
How do you like that? Just because we don't have tickets, we gotta scrub the deck.
Well, I wouldn't argue with Columbus, Fred. Not with that sword he's got.
Some fair.
Yeah, I could stay home and scrub floors.
Psst, psst. Hey, you stowaways.
Are you speaking to us?
Yeah, listen. There's gonna be a mutiny in a few minutes.
A mutiny?
Shh, keep your voice down. Yes, a mutiny. The captain thinks the world is around, see? But we all know it's a flat, right?
Of course it's flat.
Sure, I know the world is flat.
Yeah, so do I.
Everybody knows that.
Good, good. Then you're on our side. We're gonna take over the boat, throw Columbus in chains, and head for home.
Good idea. Otherwise, we'd fall right off the edge of the earth.
Hey, you got a good head, okay? Wait for the signal.
Excuse me. What was that sailor talking to you about?
A sailor? Oh, nothing really. He wanted to know if we were enjoying our trip.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I thought he might be telling you about the mutiny. You see, my crew thinks the earth is flat. but we know it's around, right?
Yeah, right. Sure, it's round.
Of course it's round.
Good. Danny, you on my side. In just in time. Here they come. We put them all in chains and then sail on.
Oh, boy. Looks like we're on the wrong side, Fred.
You said it. We're not only outnumbered, I think we're fighting for the wrong idea.
Oh, Captain, I hate to bother you at a time like this, but isn't that land over there?
Land? Where? Holy smokes! The little lady's right! Look, boys, the land! It's America!
What do you think of that, Fred? I just discovered America.
The heck you did? I discovered America. And don't you forget it when the reporters meet us back in Spain. Now back into your scrubbing.
Ow! Hey, watch it there! That sword is pointy!
Oh, this is terrible, terrible. I've got to get them back.
I figured we were due for this again.
And just in time, too.
I wonder what Columbus is going to find in America.
It looked deserted to me.
He's sure wasting his time.
Now where are we?
I don't know, but that's the biggest dining room table I've ever seen.
Hey, look at the names on the chairs. Sir Galahad, Sir Lancelot.
Hey, look at the goofy hat I found. Peek-a-boo!
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Sir Lancelot, sir. You must hurry, sir. The Black Knight awaits you on the jousting field, sir.
Huh? What? I'm not... Wait!
Come on, girls. Let's go see what Fred's got himself into now.
Hey!
Ah, my queen, pray that Lancelot is victorious, otherwise our daughter...
Yes, yes, Lancelot must defeat the Black Knight. He must.
Hey, what am I doing here? That other guy looks like he means business.
I'll bust that oaf Lancelot into little pieces, and then the greatest prize in the kingdom will be mine. All mine.
That nut's riding right at me with that sharp stick. I'm getting out of here. Let's go, horse. Hey, I can't see a thing. Uh-oh.
What's happening, Barney? Can you see?
Just a couple of guys on horses charging each other.
Whoa, horse, I can't see.
My dear, Sir Lancelot has won! A brilliant victory, Sir Lancelot! You have won the greatest prize in my kingdom, my daughter, the beautiful Princess Lenore.
What do you mean, I've won her?
You've won her hand in marriage, Sir Lancelot.
Well, there's two things wrong with that. In the first place, I'm Flintstone, not Lancelot.
Fred?
And in the second place, I'm already married to Wilma.
You mean you spurn the hand of this beautiful princess? I'll have your head.
Fred Flintstone?
I'm afraid I'm already spoken for, Your Majesty.
Take him away to the chopping block. Off with his head.
Help! Wilma! Police!
You hear, Fred? I was worried about your buddy.
Me too. That was some choice I had. Either way, I'd lose my head.
It's a good thing you remembered you're a married man.
How could I forget, sweetheart? Besides, I'd never trade a queen like you for a mere princess.
Oh, Fred, you're sweet.
Ouch! We've landed again.
Where are we this time?
Let's ask that man over there.
Pardon me, sir, but could you tell us where we are?
Certainly, friend. You're in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Philadelphia?
The city of brotherly love?
That's right, that's right. Oh, pardon me for yawning. I got in rather late last night.
Oh, that's not good. You know, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
You don't say. That's very interesting. Perhaps I'd better write that down. Here, would you mind holding my kite? Oh, and would you hold my apple? I eat lots of apples. You know what they say. An apple a day keeps the doctor on his toes.
It keeps him away, too.
By George, that's clever. I'd better write that down, too.
This is quite a kite you have here, mister. Where did you buy it?
Oh, I didn't buy it. I made it myself. A penny saved is a penny stashed away, you know.
You might even say it was a penny earned.
Ooh, that's even better. I'll write that down, too.
It looks like rain, mister. Shall I pull the kite in?
No, no, just keep it flying. You see, I'm looking for something.
With a kite, a string, and a key? What are you looking for?
Electricity.
Electricity? What's that?
See there? That's electricity.
Help, Barney! Get me loose!
Oh, sure, Fred.
Yo! Freddy!
Coming, Barney! Yo! Wilma!
Hang on, I'll get you. Yo!
My goodness, so that's how electricity works. I'd better write this down, too.
Wow! Four meteors streaking through the sky. You wouldn't believe it.
Fred, Betty, look. Look at all the people.
And the weird buildings. What is all this?
You got me. Well, there's a sign over there. It says, World's Fair. I guess we're back in Bedrock.
I don't know, Fred. I don't remember anything like that at our fair.
Wow.
Or that.
You're right. Or that.
Or that.
This whole thing has me dizzy.
Me too.
It's got me hungry. Any place around here to eat?
Oh, yeah, there's a place. Let's go, gang.
Look, Mabel, some of the actors from the prehistoric exhibit. Aren't they fascinating?
Divine. Kind of cute, too.
You guys on your lunch break, huh? What do you have?
Four brontosaurus burgers, please.
Funny, funny. Everything on them?
Yeah, everything.
How are you doing over at the exhibit? Busy? Don't you guys get cold in them costumes?
What's this guy talking about?
Hey, yeah, Mac. Four brontosaurus burgers. That'll be two rocks.
Okay.
Hey, what is this?
Huh? Well, it's two rocks. What's wrong with it?
Come on, Mac. A gag's a gag, but I'm awful busy.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's good bedrock currency.
Look, put out $2 or I call the cops.
Oh, let's go, gang. This guy is off his rocker.
Hey, come back here! Police! Police!
Here comes the law, Fred.
Well, let's keep moving. Quick, in here.
Hey, look at that. What is it, Fred?
I don't know, but there's no time for sightseeing. We're taking a quick trip through this fair.
Hey, look. We're back home. These are our kind of people.
Thank goodness.
There they are! Head for the hills!
Here goes. I'll give it one more try. Wow! Jackpot! Hey, what happened?
Oh, nothing. Except we were chased by linosauruses, clobbered by Columbus, shot in Philadelphia, trampled on, screamed at. And if that's how your time machine works, you can have it, buddy.
Well, you can't please everybody. So, back to the old drawing board.
Oh, I don't know about you folks, but I really enjoyed the fair.
So did I. Of course, you can't see it all in one day.
No, not if you go on those crazy rides.
By the way, Fred, what did you think of the future?
Well, Bon, let me put it this way. It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Me neither.
Same here.
You said it.